Hello and welcome to Panel Talk. It's your host, Jordan. And today we have a special guest with me today. His name is Andrew Danielle. Andrew?
Hello, my name is Andrew Danielle. As you all know, I am a student at Pleasantville High School, and I'm what you know as a young aspiring artist.
Yep. So can you tell us a little bit about the character you created?
The character I created, his name, I've officially named him Watchbox. He, I would say, is a classy gentleman, sort of. As you can see in the image up on screen, he is kind of tall, lanky, and he's positioned in a way that's really presentable.
Yeah. It's, like, really cool. Can you tell us about the process you went through when you made it?
Yes. This was a 10-hour process. Majority was trying to get, as you can see, the hands correct. I've looked for models. I've looked for, you know, guides and everything. That took me approximately 8 hours. But one thing I want to note is you should never give up, because the hands took me, like I said, 8 hours. That, I'm sorry. I'm just a little nervous.
It's fine.
Yeah. So one thing I want to note is that when you want to create a character and there's a difficulty, there's a roadblock, to just keep going at it.
Yeah, never that's stop. All we're about here at Panel Talk.
Yep. Never stop and just keep going at it.
So I have a question for you. What have been your biggest inspirations?
My biggest inspirations would be I read a lot of comic books, a lot of mangas. I've watched some animes. I've watched some old, like, some DC shows, a lot of cartoons, and stuff like that.
Yeah. So what is your favorite out of all those?
A lot of it has to be probably the mangas and anime that I watch and so and so.
Do you take, like, some of the art style from that and incorporate it into your art?
Yes, I kind of do that. Right now, I'm trying to make a whole series of characters based on the character that was shown before.
That is so cool. Do you have any ideas of what you're going to do next for it?
What I'm thinking is I'm going to make an actual, like, human boy character and a female character. And what I'm doing is their clothing and all they're going to be based on, like, 1920s, 1930s inspired
characters. That is so cool.
And what I want them is I want, like, some scenes of them interacting with the character Watchbox. Because he's like a gentleman, but he has, like, a twisted sense of nature inside of him. So, yeah.
Because he's a TV.
Yep.
So how long have you been drawing for?
I've been drawing for almost my whole life. I'm pretty sure I started at the young age of 5 or 6.
Oh, wow. Was there any, like, influences or anything that got you into artistry?
Like I said earlier, some comic books and anime and shows like that. One of my first influences were, I think, some of the Looney Tunes stuff. I watched some of the classic Looney Tunes, and I tried drawing, like, a few of the characters. Didn't turn out that well, but after a while, like I said, I never gave up, and I drew them pretty well.
The only thing I can ever draw is Olaf from Frozen. That looks really messed up.
I don't say that.
Keep on trying.
Yep.
So, are you interested in any of the jobs in the art fields?
Yes. I want to do something with VFX or filmmaking. Another part is I also do kind of want to do some animations in the future. That's why I'm taking some animations classes right now.
Oh, can you tell us a little bit about your animation classes you're taking?
Right now, we're focusing. At the very beginning, we focused on stop motion animation.
Oh, cool.
Right now, we're doing how like classic Disney animators, like how they would do like actual like sheets of paper, and we would do like one each paper is a single frame.
Yeah, oh, I know what you're talking about. It's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
You have to show me it when you're done. I'd love to look at it.
Yeah. All right.
Has anyone ever told you that it's too hard to get into art?
I did face a lot of, I would say, challenges. A lot of people said that you're wasting your time. You gotta focus on your studies, not this, you know, stuff. And that kind of brought me down.
Yeah.
I stopped doing art for like a year because of that. But then my friends told me to continue doing my passion of art, and I continue because no matter what someone else says, there are still people who appreciate your artwork. And also everyone has their unique style of art as well. I like to mention.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's pretty much it.
I think you summed that up perfectly. And honestly, that's really what we're all about here at Panel Talk. We're trying to show people that it's not just a hobby and there's nothing to be ashamed of. So do you have any tips to help others learn to draw?
Any tips?
Yep.
I would say, try to start with a non-realistic human, I guess. That's what I kind of started with. Like, when you want to try to make something realistic, there's a lot of detail going in it. So, like the hands, like I said, the hands took me a while, and they were kind of realistic. But one thing I want to say is, when you make a character, it's your own style. Everything's unique, all right? But try to start something simple, like try to make a head at least, right?
Yeah.
Try to make a head, some hair, some eyes, a mouth, and all the essentials for a face. And then work on a body afterwards, and limbs. Hands and feet should be probably the last because they're very unique how many ways you can position them. But to also practice how to draw hands because there will be a useful skill for future drawings. Everything else should be self-explanatory.
Starting simple is always the best, as Alex says.
Yeah.
So, sorry, I'm just pulling up a question.
All right.
So, what are your plans for the future?
My plans are to continue doing art, learn a little more animation, try to dabble a little bit more in VFX, and maybe I want to try to make a little mini short film with my friends.
Oh, cool. What would it be about?
We don't know, but I have a few stuff with me that I can, like I have a camera of my own. I have a camera on my drone so I can get like air shots.
Nice. But, oh, wow.
I want to try to make like a small short film with my friends.
Are there any artists you would like to meet?
Oh, God, I don't remember his name. there is this one artist. He makes a series called JoJo.
Oh, I've heard of that show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really like his art style of, like, it's sort of realistic, but not realistic. And also the characters, how he doesn't care how, like, you know, how the human body works. The poses and everything he does with his character, the designs are so unique and so crazy. that I love that.
Yeah, I love that too. It's like defiant, like who, like it's like he doesn't care what others think. It's like, so what if they think that?
Exactly. And that's like, that's one thing I take to heart. Like, he doesn't care what other people think. And
yeah,
I take that to heart.
It's hard not to care if other people think, but it's really admirable when you see people who go for what they dream of and not care really what other people think of it.
I know.
That's like what I aspire to be. So what would you like to tell the young artists that are listening? What would you like to tell them?
One thing I would like to tell them is to pursue your passions, never give up, and to be creative as possible. And if people tell you that you're never going to get anywhere in this field of work, they're wrong. There's so many opportunities in this field of work. You can make millions of people, maybe billions of people, happy with your artwork, because it's an amazing field to get into.
Exactly. And seeing how you've been inspired by other comics and it makes you happy, like, why can't any of us be one of those people?
Exactly.
I think that wraps up our interview for today. Thank you, everybody, for listening, and stay tuned for our next episode. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.